But my last message for you tonight is that the church should not be a trash can. The church needs to take out the trash. Don't get mad at your pastor for taking out the trash. You know, this church is going to need to take out the trash from time to time. I mean, it's just part of being a pastor is keeping the place clean of trash. Now you say, well, don't you want to bring sinners in? Yeah, I want to bring sinners in, but not trash. And you know what people always say? Well, you know, it's not a spiritual museum. It's a spiritual hospital. But you know what it's not? It's not a morgue for the twice dead. It's not a place where we just pile up dead bodies. It's a spiritual hospital. You don't fill a hospital with dead bodies. You take the dead bodies out of the hospital and you bury them. You get rid of them. But they say, oh, it's a spiritual hospital. Look, people are sick. Great, let's get them healed. But you know what? People that are already dead? I mean, let's see how that works. Let's go down to the cemetery, dig up a dead body, and then let's go bring it to the emergency room and haul it in and say, I want this resuscitated. At least try. You know, and you get out the paddles and you're like, clear. You know, a lot of Christians today, a lot of Baptists today, they're trying to defibrillate a dead body. Somebody who's been dead for weeks. They've been dead for months. It's too late. Well, don't you want to save lives? What's wrong with you, Mr. EMT? You don't want to save lives? If you're so good at saving lives, Mr. EMT, why don't you go down to the cemetery with a shovel and start bringing people back? Because that's what they're telling you to do when they tell you, oh, go to the gay pride parade if you're such a soul winner. Isn't that what they say? Oh, you're such a soul winner. Why don't you go down to the gay pride parade and get some of those people? You know what that's like saying? Let's go to the cemetery and let's get out the paddles. Let's start performing CPR on a dead corpse. Let's give mouth-to-mouth to a dead corpse. Let's defibrillate a dead corpse and sweat's pouring off our bodies like, he's not coming back. I can't save him. I don't know what to do. You know, I need 50 cc's of whatever. All right, inject that. All right, everybody clear. It's like, beep. Give him another shock. Increase the voltage. Beep. Meanwhile, down at the emergency room, they're like, sorry, we don't have any doctors on staff. Because they're all down at the cemetery, digging up a bunch of reprobate